This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the October 26th, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are deformity, oncology, and surgical technique. Delivering a third course of radiation to spine metastases using image-guided, intensity-modulated radiation therapy. A clinical article by Evangelia Katsoulakis and colleagues. With longer life expectancy, a substantial portion of patients with spine metastases will develop tumor recurrence. Although re-irradiation by conventional radiation therapy is feasible, only a modest dose can be delivered because of concerns for radiation-induced neuropathy. This is the first report in the literature of 10 consecutive patients who underwent a third course of radiation in the same spinal segment between 2009 and 2011, using image-guided intensity-modulated radiation therapy. All patients with significant epidural compression underwent surgery via a posterolateral approach and instrumentation. Residual tumor at the dural margin is a risk for recurrence, and image-guided intensity-modulated radiation therapy was administered. The mean follow-up was 12 months, and median survival from the third course of radiation was 13 months. Pain or neurological symptoms were improved in 80% of patients. The crude incidence of local control was 80%. Late neurological toxicity was limited to one case of grade 1 neuropathy and one case of grade 2 neuropathy. The authors conclude that for select patients, a third course of radiation is a safe and effective salvage treatment strategy. Improvement of sagittal balance and lumbar lordosis following less invasive adult spinal deformity surgery with expandable cages and percutaneous instrumentation. A clinical article by Michael Wang. The author reports on the results of using a new and less invasive technique for treating adult spinal deformity. Unlike previous reports of minimally invasive spine surgery, the author attempted to achieve the ideal of restoring sagittal balance and correcting scoliosis within a reasonable operative time frame compared to traditional open surgery. The author treated 25 patients using a method essentially involving multi-level minimally invasive transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion. The series was unique as the author used expandable cages that were designed to increase anterior interbody height and promote fusion. Because this can be performed through the 7mm access site known as Cambin's triangle, the surgery could be performed expeditiously. Scoliosis improved an average of 20 degrees and kyphosis by an average of 15 degrees. Clinically, this translated into a 4-point improvement of back pain on the numeric rating scale and a 21-point improvement in Oswestry Disability Index scores 1 year after surgery. Operative time averaged 4.5 hours. And blood loss averaged 416 milliliters. While severe kyphoscoliosis cases were not treated in this study, the author attempted to meet the goals and standards of open surgery, which is associated with a significant morbidity. Comparison of a novel pedicle subtraction osteotomy model using the traditional American Society of Testing and Material Standard for spinal biomechanics fatigue testing. A laboratory investigation by Jessica Ann Tang. Synthetic models for biomechanical testing have been widely used in the past as an alternative to cadaver tissue for many reasons, including its relatively inexpensive cost and the ability to generate a more controlled setup that would effectively eliminate inconsistencies due to donor variability. Specifically for spinal surgery applications, the American Society for Testing and Materials has devised guidelines for fabricating and testing constructs for posterior spinal fixation using ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene blocks. These models assume very minimal curvature between adjacent vertebrae connected by straight rod segments. They do not take into account applications that require simulation of more drastic curvatures, for example, those seen in pedicle subtraction osteotomies of the lumbar spine. This study has therefore proposed and validated a modified version of the existing model to encompass a more accurate representation of the forces and moments experienced in the spine when severe rod angles are implemented. Specifically, appropriate block dimensions and positioning have been suggested depending on the angle of rod curvature in order to ensure that the same moment is experienced by the construct, despite the severity of rod contour. Results indicated that contouring rods from a pedicle subtraction osteotomy angle of 20 to 60 degrees significantly increased the fatigue life of the screw rod construct for the original model. But it had the opposite effect of decreasing the fatigue life for the modified model. Because there is extensive data showing that contouring rods to more extreme angles significantly lowers their fatigue life, the modified American Society for Testing and Materials model may be more accurate for simulating constructs that assume insignificant rod bending. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.